Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, guys. The NBA is a dying brand. The best days of the NBA are long, long gone. When the NBA got into that bubble in 2020 and told you how bad this country was, they put a Marches logo on the court. They were wearing Marches t-shirts. They alienated a whole bunch of people, and the NBA has not recovered. The NBA actually used to own Christmas Day. They got demolished on Christmas Day by the NFL. Now, the NFL is king, but the NBA used to be the king of Christmas Day. Those days are long, long gone. And I blame LeBron James. I blame Adam Silver. They have destroyed the NBA. I couldn't imagine a time, folks, when I would actually turn on the TV and not watch the NBA. I used to be a loyal fan of the NBA. It has been something like 3 years now since I actually watched an NBA game. I have not watched one single NBA game. I refuse to, based off what they did in the NBA bubble. Well, apparently a whole bunch of people are not going to be watching the NBA going forward, because the NCAA tournament that's actually going on right now, it has just demolished the NBA. This is essentially the playoffs for the NCAA. But when it comes to the NBA playoffs, it's not a competition. The NCAA tournament actually has more eyeballs on them than the NBA. A school like Farley or Fairleigh Dickinson, and nobody actually knew where this school was located. Nobody ever heard of this school. It had way more people watching them play than the Marches NBA China. I'm not making this up. The NBA got so woke that they actually destroyed their own brand. And even here in this Outkick article, it even brings up BLM. And also what happened at the NBA All-Star game when they actually played the Canadian national anthem, and they couldn't even get that right. It even says here the NBA can't even get through the Canadian national anthem without woken it up. Yeah, because at the NBA All-Star game, this Canadian woman decided that she wanted to actually change the lyrics of the Canadian national anthem to make it more woke. And I'm pretty sure that the Marches NBA China actually approve of that actually happening. The NBA is just too woke, and they can't get out of their own ways. Now, guys, the TV ratings so far for the NCAA tournament, it just proves everything we have said about the NBA, it is dead. Fairleigh Dickinson had more people watch them than the NBA playoffs. That is a major, major problem if you are Adam Silver, LeBron James, and the NBA. Look at this, guys. According to Sports Business Journal, the tournament featured the most watched first round in its history. In NCAA history here in 2023. And you still got some people out there actually making excuses. Well, the pandemic, the virus, all that. Don't want to hear it. Do not want to hear it. More than 9 million people, 9.3 million, watch the games on average. When Fairleigh Dickinson was in the midst of upsetting number one Purdue, over 11.5 million eyeballs were fixated on the screen. I'm going to say it one more time, guys. 11.5 million people watch Fairleigh Dickinson upset Purdue Everybody thought that Purdue was actually going to win. A school that nobody heard of had 11.5 million people watch them play. Yeah, that actually happened. When was the last time an NBA playoff game actually had over 10 million people? It's been a while. It says here, for comparison, the first two rounds of last year's NBA playoffs averaged 3.7 million viewers. Yes, the NCAA tournament first round games bring in over 2.5 times more eyeballs.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The March's NBA China only had 3.7 million viewers watch the first two rounds. Yeah. It goes on here. It says, ready for it to get worse for the wokest league in sports. The NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals averaged just under 7 million viewers, around 6.8 million for the conference finals. And the NCAA tournament, where usually the higher seeds are easily going to win, they got 11.5 million people to watch Fairleigh Dickinson. I'm butchering their names. 9 million people watched the first round in the NCAA tournament. Wow. Nearly 30% more people watched the first round of the NCAA tournament than the NBA's conference finals. That is a major problem. It says here, think about that for a minute. And don't forget that just last month, the NBA All-Star Game pulled in its worst audience of all time. Yeah, nobody was watching the NBA All-Star Game. Forget about the regular season. Those games are unwatchable. According to Sports Media Watch, not counting Christmas, ABC averaged 2.64 million viewers for its 15 NBA telecast during the regular season, down 1% from last year's 16-game schedule, 2.66 million. That may not seem like much, but at a time when every other sports TV ratings are trending up, yep, that's true, the NBA is trending down. What a surprise. Everyone knows that the NFL is king, but take a look at the most watched TV broadcasts of 2022. And guys, it seems to be a lot of NFL right there. Where's the NBA right here on this graph right here? Actually, you know what? The NBA is not on there. It is not on there, guys. Think about that. Boy, the NBA is dead. It is dead. Can you guys actually imagine a time where a 16 seed would get many more people actually watching them play than an NBA playoff game? Granted, they were playing Purdue, but still, the NCAA is not supposed to be outdrawing the NBA like that, especially, you know, in the first round. I'm wondering what the NCAA championship ratings are actually going to be for whoever actually makes it, you know? Interesting. Very, very interesting, guys, that we have more proof that the NBA is truly, truly dead. Dead as a doorknob. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.